A bipartisan call for action. Lisa Brady, Fox News, at a Senate hearing on the fentanyl crisis.
We need to be taking this seriously and having real conversations about how we address the national threat of fentanyl use and supply, not playing politics, not scapegoating, not fear-mongering.
The Health Committee Chair, Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray, as Republicans, including Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, blame a border crisis for the flow of fentanyl into the U.S.
We've got to control that border. If there's a message I wish the administration to get, use your tools to control.
Fentanyl is blamed for more than 100,000 deaths in the U.S. last year. House and Senate Republicans have proposed expanding pandemic-related restrictions on asylum seekers. Flash flooding now blamed for at least one death near St. Louis.
As the water was receding, the car made itself visible as the water receded, and we have pulled a civilian out of a vehicle that has passed.
St. Louis Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson says his department has rescued and helped at least 70 people after record rainfall, more than 8 inches in St. Louis, 11 inches in some parts of the region overnight. He was part of a TV classic. Tony Dow, who played Wally on Leave It to Beaver, has died.
A statement on his Facebook reads, "It is with an extremely heavy heart that we share with you the passing of our beloved Tony. He was a beautiful soul, kind, compassionate, funny, and humble." No cause of death was announced. TMZ reported he was diagnosed with cancer in May of this year. Dow found fame as Wally Cleaver on the show, which ran from 1957 to 1963. His acting career continued with shows like My Three Sons before serving in the National Guard. He continued into acting in the mid-2000s with Dickie Roberts, former child star.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Tony Dow was 77. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Bipartisan support and opposition to the CHIPS Act, which aims to offer incentives for companies to make semiconductors in the U.S.
In announcing that the CHIPS Act would move through the Senate, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it had bipartisan support.
The pandemic made clear with unforgiving clarity how America's chip shortage was creating a crisis in our economic and national security.
But people on both sides of the aisle are also pushing back. Senator Bernie Sanders said the bill is a blank check to the microchip industry, and Republican Senator Marco Rubio said he can't support legislation that would allow companies to get taxpayer dollars to keep making chips in China, as well as a bill that invests billions into research and development with insufficient guardrails to keep that research from being stolen. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
That bill winning enough support today to advance to a final Senate vote. More than a million Jeeps and other models made by Stellantis are under investigation over safety concerns.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the largest Stellantis probe involves 2014 through 2020 Jeep Cherokee small SUVs. The agency has 80 complaints that electronic parking brakes can turn on while the SUVs are moving. There's another issue involving 2016 Dodge Journey and Jeep Compass and Patriot small SUVs. The engine could stall. There was a previous recall, but this is about SUVs that were not included. There's also a transmission issue that could cause Chrysler Pacifica plug-in hybrid minivans from 2019 to 21 to lose power.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Rationing natural gas in Europe. EU governments agreeing today to help protect against further supply cuts from Russia by lowering demand for gas by 15% August through March. if that effort falls short, it would trigger mandatory actions to cut consumption. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.